This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Quick Hits coming up in about 20 minutes. We got Rob Long of 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore coming up at 3 o'clock.
Like Rob.
Well, we are big in the Rob Long business, even when we disagree with him, like at the 30-year Ravens celebration. Some say that's the moment Lamar Ball came crashing down. Think about it. They toasted the town. They just put boots to booties for the Browns, and then they never recovered. Too much of a good thing, they say.
You said Lamar Ball, and I got very confused there for a second.
Yeah. Lamar and John Harbaugh.
Lamar Ball? I thought he became part of the Ball family all of a sudden. I was like, is that LaMelo? LiAngelo? Are we adding pieces now? What's happening here?
Maybe he was for a minute. Now he's been excommunicated.
There we go.
You got Big Fudge fired? Get out of here, Lamar Jackson. John Harbaugh looks like a guy that would like to be called Big Fudge.
I think that's only Marshall and How I Met Your Mother, and that's about it. I don't know. You called me Big Fudge the other day.
I did, yeah.
You did.
Yeah, you give some Marshall vibes in a good way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't take that as an insult.
Except you're not 7 feet tall like Jason Segel.
No.
I think Jason Segel's my height.
He's 6'4"?
6'4", 6'5", because he backed up the Collins twins in high school.
Oh, really? Yeah. I always thought how you first said it, where he was almost, I always thought he's like 6'7", 6'8", one of those.
6'7".
8'9".
You can't be 8'9 unless you're Wembanyama.
Man, he was on a heater, though, for a while. And I feel like I just don't hear or see him in anything these days.
Yeah. He's in Shrinking.
What's he in?
That show is phenomenal.
Oh, it's coming back this year, too.
Yeah, it is.
And instead of them doing those things where it's like, we take 3 years off in between seasons of shows, they're on the hurry-up offense there. I like that.
Well, Harrison Ford is getting older. We're big on that show.
We got to hurry it up because Harrison Ford might be dying.
You think we didn't do that with the Star Wars franchise and the indies that we pumped out?
No, I love the idea, though. Like, someone's on a call, someone's in a meeting. It's like, hey, listen, so I'd love to take 7 years like everyone else does in between these seasons, but Harrison Ford's not going to be here much longer. We got to get this thing going.
I think it's more than...
I mean, he might go 20 years. We don't know. He seems all right, but he also might not.
But he's not playing Indy at 93.
Yeah, we also might not. He probably wants to step away sometime soon.
So, the big news of the day, obviously in Cleveland, Jim Schwartz and Tommy Rees getting interviews with the team today. We have haggled over how real or not real their candidacy is, but a new head coaching candidate potentially has come available here thanks to John Harbaugh. No, it's not John Harbaugh. It's because of John Harbaugh. Here is Ian Rappaport announcing the McDaniel firing in Miami and giving a little analysis.
McDaniel has spent the last several days meeting with players, having exit interviews with the belief that he would remain the head coach of the Miami Dolphins. And to my understanding, this is something that Mike McDaniel has thought for several weeks, so much so that he informed people close to him. He talked to his coaches, indicating that he would be back for the 2026 season. Instead, the landscape of the coaching world has changed. John Harbaugh, for one, was fired. But that does not seem like the sole reason that the Miami Dolphins made this move. So a full reset in Miami, while Mike McDaniel, it sounded like he was incredibly emotional this morning, trying to deal with the sudden news that he was out as the Dolphins coach. He now becomes a top-tier offensive coordinator candidate for someone trying to ignite their offense.
All right. How phony are national reporters?
Well, he just said reset very funny. That was like, did you hear that? I don't know what that was.
Oh, that's not what caught my ear.
That's what caught me.
Hey, Mike McDaniel's been telling everyone for weeks that he's going to be back. And then magically today of all days, they got together, they had a little conversation, broke a little bread, and he's gone.
Well, I do love the idea.
What could have changed since Sunday?
Well, I do love the idea of the amount of people, though. Well, really, I mean, since Tuesday is the idea. Like the amount of people that when Harbaugh got fired instantly said, oh, crap, this might stink for me. And that list is so long across the NFL because now as you're seeing all these teams, I mean, you know what this was. This is just Stephen Ross just racing to make sure that Harbaugh knows the job is open. Yeah. This is for a chance to hire John Harbaugh.
Yes.
Not even a guarantee of hiring him. This is a chance to hire him.
Not just that. You know, one of of the finalists for the job is Chad Alexander, who has a close relationship with Harbaugh. He might have just gotten the job, and he still might not get Harbaugh.
Which is insane. This is how this works. I mean, what that is the Denver Broncos hiring out Nat Hackett in order to try to get Aaron Rodgers, for Aaron Rodgers to then not end up in a Denver Bronco.
Yep.
But they're like, oh, you guys were together in Green Bay. You love him. You think so highly of him. Like, all right, we're going to hire your guy. And then it doesn't end up coming through. Like, think about the things, though. This is crazy. And listen, Stephen Ross is 85 years old, okay? He is getting up there, and this man is acting as
we got an Indiana Jones situation here.
You got to get on the hop, okay?
Got to make another Indy.
Stephen Ross is not just going to sit down and just lay down and be like, all right, I'm just going to ride off in the sunset with this just awful coaching situation and everything else. And so he's making a run for it. I respect it. But he falls in that category that Haslam falls in too, of these owners that will basically do anything. They will walk a mile over glass to make sure that they have a chance to have a competitive team. And so, like, I've always kind of respected it from afar as they continue to just never get there.
I respect it. One, I'd respect it if national NFL reporters just called us what it was. Mike McDaniel wasn't getting fired until John Harbaugh got fired, and then things changed.
Yeah.
I don't know why anyone's allergic to the truth in that, or why it makes the Dolphins look bad, because everyone, and there's not a Dolphins fan today that's like, darn. It's all Harbaugh's fault. No, everybody's excited to go to Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Now, what's going to be funny is if they end up with Matt Nagy as a head coach.
Which is a very real possibility. This is part of these dynamics. And I don't know. Do you think that Stefanski is looking at all this? And some people would say it's bad, but maybe he looks at it like, now I got leverage. Now maybe the Giants are in play for myself. Maybe I can actually call my shots a little bit more. Like, because there's going to be enough teams now. Now we have 8 teams with fired head coaches and only one John Harbaugh. That leaves us with 7 very upset fan bases, maybe 6. The Titans have no realistic expectations, but like enough fan bases that are like, you weren't able to land the white whale.
Now, are you ready for, I don't know if this is a plot twist or not.
Okay.
I think Mike McDaniel becomes one of the 3 top coaches for this job.
Not even a question.
Yeah.
He instantly rises on my board I got Mike McCarthy 1 with great shame. Great shame that I present that and I say that.
You brought shame to Charles Peterlin.
Listen, I am.
Thank you for remembering his name. He was like, this kid's going to call for McCarthy at some point in the future.
I get embarrassed at the thought of somebody being like, yeah, Jonathan wants McCarthy. Like that brings me, I break out in hives thinking about that, okay? Yeah. That brings me with great, great resentment and shame to my family that I say McCarthy's at the top.
You are tying everyone together, though, because everyone's going to look at you like an idiot for saying that.
Yes.
Whereas if you took McDaniel.
Well, not on Facebook. Mike McDaniel, Facebook will like this. they like McCarthy.
Why? But McDaniel, you would have a lot of people go, well, this JP knows football.
Well, so that's why McDaniel's my number 2. Let's not get too crazy here. McDaniel's my number 2.
Okay.
And then Sala's my number 3. But as of right now, McDaniel's my number 2. And does it mean that
I think
it's going to...
Where does Stan Pitcher fall in this? What about Adam Dirty?
Actually, well, you know, that profile with Pitcher did go a long way with myself, did it not? He's in
I
the second
I think it went
tier.
The wrong way, I thought.
He's in the second... went a long way. I didn't say which way. It says that it went a long way. I like the idea of McDaniel and the fact that he can really just boast about taking Tua to the playoffs. I think McDaniel, if he took a year off and just kind of hung out for a little bit, I think he would age very well in the next coaching cycle, because I think Tua's going to end up being a career backup quarterback, and that'll be very, very easily exposed in the next upcoming year or two. And the idea that you got him to the playoffs is going to be looked at in a very, very kind way to McDaniel.
I think there's a lot of Browns fans that immediately when this happened said, hey, Jim Schwartz, the head coach, Mike McDaniel, your OC, let's ride. And I understand why, as a Browns fan, you would think that way. You will not be his first choice as an OC. You won't.
No.
There will be plenty of teams. He might be able to work with Jaden Daniels in Washington. And remember, there's a connection there from when Shanahan was on the staff in Atlanta with Dan Quinn. You're not going to be the first choice. You might not even be top 3 choices to be the OC. You also might be the only team willing today to hire him as a head coach definitively and rush to do it. I don't know that they should. I'm just saying, I think the only scenario where Mike McDaniel lands in Cleveland is as the head coach.
Yes.
And here's the thing. If I can keep the defensive coordinator that I know knows how to identify and develop talent, whether you think Mike McDaniel's a good head coach or not, and he doesn't, like, the biggest concern with him for me would be the same thing that Kevin, the leadership thing. and keeping a locker room together.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mm-hmm. Now, their floors are different. Mike McDaniel's floor was 7-10. Kevin's was 3-14. But Mike's a better offensive mind than Kevin was. He is.
I agree with that.
Like, and specifically, look to his use of motion, look to his use of basically combining concepts or combining, it's a very Shanahan kind of thing, but combining different looks out of the same set. And there's a reason, like, he's really, as a football, as an offensive mind, people think he knows how to scheme up football, and they think he knows how to develop talent as well.
Now, do I think this instantly means that all of a sudden next year we're in the playoffs and he's got this thing righted? Like, no, like, there'd still be a lot of speed bumps with McDaniel. You want to talk about weird podium exchanges, he's got them plentiful. You want to talk about all sorts of different, you talk about the culture stuff, the idea that he wouldn't name Tua captain before the season and name six other guys.
I think he was right on that one.
No, but it was weird.
That one aged well.
It was weird. I think a lot of this stuff with McDaniel will age well. That's kind of the point of all this. I think he's going to age well. And so you'd be buying as the stock is low, but for this Brown search, it might be as good as we could do.
Yeah, like if you say, and again, this is no disrespect to Dan Pitcher. I'm not familiar enough with him to, and maybe this is more like a Stefanski thing with him. I just don't have a good enough feel about him to get super excited about it. But if my choice is, wow, Dan Pitcher is very smart. You know, he has an analytical bend. He has all these things. But yet he's never called plays. And he's, you know, what, a two-time offensive coordinator? Or sorry, first-time offensive coordinator with Joe Burrow? Or I can go with a head coach that, again, the worst he's done is 7-10, did go to the playoffs twice with Tua.
I think the Tua part needs to get more emphasis with all of this. I think we need to start making that one do a little bit more heavy lifting, because I think it's going to look very impressive that he was able to do anything with Tua by the time we all find out exactly who Tua is, which I think he's kind of starting to show everyone.
But I think the entirety of the search is, or it's Mike McDaniel or Dan Pitcher. It's Dan Pitcher or Robert Saleh. And I don't, I could draw that up. We could play the or game right now, the old ahead or behind that used to be used on mornings here back in the day. We could do that. And I think mine would look different than yours, and yours would look different than Mac, and Mac's would look different than Jake's, and everybody's would look different. That's what makes this, I guess a little wonky, trying to figure out what the right move is. And I think fans saying, you know what? I don't know McDaniel would come here. I think that's another fair part of this conversation.
Sure it is. I think ultimately, though, this feels very similar to when we were talking about quarterbacks in August of last year. And if you took Shador out of the equation because he wasn't getting first team reps, but it was like, do you like Dylan Gabriel? Do you like Joe Flacco? Do you like Kenny Pickett? And it's like between the three of them, you're basically just arguing for which has got the best chance to what, you know? And that's kind of where we're at right now. And that's not great because we don't have solid arguments one way or another to really be like, I believe in this guy so much. But with McDaniel, I believe in him more than I believe in unknowns and big time unknowns like Dan Pitcher.
216-474-0092. Is Mike McDaniel going to be a top candidate for the Browns? Quick Hits leads off with changes around sports. Very, very specific here in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Winner. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.